Asclepius was a Greek doctor. The legend tells that because Asclepius was so good at healing the sick, the chief god Zeus became jealous and killed him with a thunderbolt. Over the centuries, the Greeks began to worship Asclepius as the god of healing. At Epidauros in Greece, the people built a massive temple called the Asclepia. The sick went there for Asclepius the god to cure them. Soon, other Asclepia were built. The sick would go to the Asclepians in the hope that they would be cured by the god Asclepius and his daughters. His daughters were called Hygieia, from which we get the word hygiene, and Panacea, which means cure for all illness. The gods were supposed to visit the patients in the night and cure them. The Asclepia were always built in healthy places near streams and in the countryside. As an Asclepian, you would expect to see baths to relax and keep people clean, temples to pray and make offerings, stadium and gymnasium for people to exercise, and the abaton, a special room in the temple where patients were treated. Herbal remedies and surgery were used. Once in the abaton, the patient was given drugs like poppy seeds or hemlock, and they would go into a trance or half sleep. The priests dressed in white robes, and one of them would appear as Asclepius himself. The Greeks believed that serpents had special healing powers, and tame serpents were used in the ceremony. Some people seem to have been cured of the Asclepia. Archaeologists have found carvings and writings on the walls of the abaton, which they think were placed there by people who had been cured. At first, patients left gifts in the temple for the god Asclepius, but later, many of the priests began to demand money. The worship of Asclepius was very widespread. As late as 293 BC, the Romans began to worship Asclepius. They built an Asclepian temple on the island in the middle of the river Tiber. The legend tells us that a serpent had swum all the way from the temple at Epidauros to the Tiber near Rome and cured someone of the plague.